Hello everyone, and welcome back to Cabincast Reacts. I'm Thomas, and with me today is Holly.
Hello.
And today we are looking at Star Trek Lower Decks, Season 1, Episode 4, Moist Vessel.
Not loving the name.
It's not the best of names.
I'm sure it's relevant.
This is the fourth episode, and it's been a while since we've done the last three.
It's been a while. Yeah, we did them all at once.
Yeah, so
I vaguely remember our characters.
We got Mariner Beckett, who is basically the main character, I'm not gonna lie, particularly for this first season, who is also secretly, but not really secretly, at least to the audience, the daughter of the captain.
Yeah.
We got Brad Boimler, who's the stickler for rules type fella.
Yep.
Tendi, who's the new ensign, and Rosford, who's our engineer character.
Who is back to being an engineer at this point.
At this point, yes. And in the past couple of episodes, we had them all meet up and get to know them slightly. We had a zombie outbreak, I think, at one point.
Yep.
We had a war with some crystal people.
Yep.
Which they resolved.
Mm-hmm. And Mariner has a thing for Ransom.
Yes. Potentially.
Yeah.
But we'll see where this goes now in this episode, which is the fourth episode called Moist Vessel. Let's get right into it. Starting on go. Three,
indeed.
Two, one, go. And we're off.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh.
Hence why it's a moist vessel.
Mm-hmm.
Like Halo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, okay, that's some background. Mariner. This is, if you remember, while I was talking about the California class and their like little department lines with different colors. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you'll see the other ship has blue markings, I think, instead of the yellow engineering markings.
Sure. I am waiting for her to get less frustrating and annoying. Because she's not there yet.
No, she's gonna...
She's had some great moments, but much like Harry, she is still a bit much.
The problem with Season 1 that many people have identified is there is too much Mariner.
Yeah, I do love this intro.
It is. It's so good.
Have you seen the intro to the Peacemaker show?
No, I haven't.
It's hilarious.
Okay.
Did you see the Suicide Squad? I don't remember.
I don't think I ended up doing it. Although I could probably buy it and watch it.
Yeah, it's out now. I would recommend. Would recommend that.
There you go.
No, we can't watch Peacemaker yet because it's HBO Max exclusive, but the intro is on YouTube and it's just
complete
nonsense, but it's great. Yep, blue markings, yellow moving markings.
Here you go. Here's Mariner's arc for this episode.
Very fun.
It will also become apparent that, yes, the officers do have better replicators in later episodes.
That makes sense. Depends how they do it.
Mm-hmm.
Time Lords wanted to do that.
Yeah.
Went very badly. Well, they didn't get to do it, but...
Yeah.
More Tendi.
Yeah, it's more Tendi.
More Tendi, less Mariner, please.
Unfortunately, no. We're in Season 1. Season 1 is obsessed with Mariner and Boimler. More Mariner than Boimler. Although we will get a decent amount of Tendi this episode.
Sure, sure. Tendi, be quiet. Tendi, you're gonna... Tendi?
Again.
Yeah, too excited, Tendi.
Mm-hmm.
It's yeah. I'm gonna say this doesn't seem too bad.
Yeah.
Don't know how she did it that quickly, but okay.
I suspect there were multiple pieces. There you go, you get the blue on the...
Yeah, I saw, yeah, the blue and the yellow. So stop trying to give him your help, Tendi. Yeah, I figured. Yeah, it's probably not the worst jobs. I That's a microphone.
There is definitely something she hates on this ship. Look at Boimler in the background there.
Yeah, I figured it might be like this.
I just love Boimler's reaction in the background.
Yeah.
Considering this is entirely what he wants.
Mm-hmm. So she's got two little dot things now. Why is she yellow now?
Because reasons, I guess.
I guess he's got yellow.
So yeah, they've fill her up, and now they're just gonna start consistently giving her bad, like, just like random stuff.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
This is on Next Generation. They always did this with the things.
They played poker.
The point of this as well is also to show that this particular crew, the reason they haven't got any anywhere is because they seem to not be taking any risk.
No. They're very... Yeah, very cautious. No.
Wrong thing to take away from this, Pat. All right. Bees.
I don't know what that means.
That was a reference again to TNG, where they did an episode on Shakespeare, thinking it was in the public sphere.
Mm-hmm.
And again, another thing about Starfleet. Mm-hmm. No currency, so the currency is prestige.
Yeah.
So, everybody wants the credit.
Sure.
And this was a silly move.
It seems to have been. What race is he?
He is Tellarite, which is one of the four founding races of the Federation.
Ah. And
Tellarites
he's also
well known for being extremely stubborn.
Yeah.
A Souls reference.
Just stop the tractor beam. Not the time, Boimler.
No, certainly not the time. Why the terraforming thing creates rocks.
Mm-hmm. Space terraforming.
Or ice.
It's unique terraforming technology.
Yeah.
I guess. Explosive coal stuff. He's got a yellow dot and a black dot?
Mm-hmm.
What's the black dot?
Daddy.
Well, that's something. You can see where she gets it from. And her mum's got the hair streak, just like Nightfall. I mean, you both have added points there.
Mm-hmm.
Because as we see right now, clearly, she can be an adult. And she's actually pretty good when she's not
she
just mucking about.
She chooses not to. Oh no! Random guy that we only see this one episode.
The cutoff.
This instantly stops everything.
Yeah, that's Star Trek.
Fixes absolutely everything.
Yep, saw that coming. And now he's going to ascend. Yeah, I thought it might have been.
Yeah.
I thought that might happen too.
There you go. The universe of Star Trek is balanced on the back of a giant koala.
Who is smiling.
Yes, and knows the secrets of life.
Mm-hmm.
Again, why did they not just teleport into the Cerritos, but okay.
It's a good point.
Yeah, you know, now there's just that outside of Earth Starbase.
Yep.
Also, like, the future vacuum cleaners.
Yep. Yes. Yes, it is. Please keep it this way.
Still got up his boots.
You did good show, and then you just... Why?
I don't know.
Don't give that positive music, that sucked. Well, good for you, Boimler.
I was more focusing on the fact that Tendi was arm wrestling Rosford on the other side.
Also
there.
That.
Yeah. This is a consistent thing with Mariner. It's why season two is also better, because there's less of Mariner.
He's...
And there's also other story-related things that I can't talk about, which
sure.
is... Which makes Mariner slightly more.
Like, as a character, you know, being a daughter of people in Starfleet and not really getting it, but also being good at it and all that stuff, like, on paper, it works. Absolutely. And there's times where it works in the show.
Yeah.
But...
Well, this is the main criticism of this season. This is the main criticism of the season, basically. It's the main issue that people really, really have a go at, basically.
Yeah.
And I think you can see why. It is a bit much, and the producers are a bit obsessed with her character in this first season, I think. Because it's strange, because season two, in comparison, is far more balanced. There's far more for Rutherford and Tendi to do. Which is like actually interesting. In the entirety of season one, I think we only get one episode, which is Rutherford and Tendi. And there's still stuff going on with Mariner and Boimler in the background.
Mm-hmm.
We do get a lot of Boimler episodes, but when we get a Boimler episode, we often get Mariner in it, and they tend to pair off in that direction. And that's really frustrating, because it's nowhere near as good as it could have been. Whereas in season two, and this is, again, a bit unique for Star Trek, because Star Trek usually takes a season, like 3 to 4 seasons before it gets to the point where it's actually able to producing good content. There are some episodes that are good before that, often, but it's usually in the third season that things really begin to pick up.
Sure.
This, in my opinion, began turning it around more in the second season, when we get more stuff about bridge officers, we get more stuff with Rutherford in particular, who is the least developed out of all the characters in season one.
No, we've had basically nothing on him so far.
We split up the traditional dynamic of Boimler and Mariner going off and doing something, and I think we only really get one or two episodes with Boimler and Mariner actually off on their own little side adventure in season two.
Sure.
And when we do get them, it serves to show how far the dynamic has come.
Yeah.
When compared to others.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, no, like, Boimler's a stickler for the rules, but wants to, like, ascend the ranks and all that stuff, and that works. We've not had... It doesn't feel like that much of him. I think just in part because he's...
He's always overshadowed by Mariner. He's
overshadowed by Mariner, because Mariner's such a lot.
And Mariner is a massive handful, and she is competent, and that's also another issue.
It's like the
she's full of herself, she's messing around, but she's also able to do all of the things, which means that she's basically in this position where she could just do whatever.
Yeah, which is, you know, it's Star Trek, so that's fine.
Yeah.
But it's just that she's good at them, and, you know, she was fine, and that it's just the... Again, the way that it comes across, like at the start of the yawning, at the end with them making fun of the sensors, it's just dumb.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make her likable. And it's just very frustrating, because, you know, all the rest of the time, she really is. And I get that she doesn't want to, you know, spend all her time with her mom and being a senior officer and all that stuff, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and unfortunately, I'm going to have to tell you... Assuming we do 3 episodes like we did last time, the next episode is once again Mariner and Boimler.
Well, we'll see you in the next one then, and I will be sad.
But once we get through this and then on to episode 6 is our big Tendi Rutherford episode.
Excitement.
With some Mariner and Boimler going on, although the stuff with Mariner and Boimler in episode 6 is a lot better.
mm-hmm.
than it sure. is we'll find out. In episode 5, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah, Tendi in this was also a bit much. But she was very much in... It's what she's been like consistently throughout the show. Yeah. And it wasn't that
this particular
much of
like
a thing.
Psychotic needs to ensure that people like her will mm-hmm. be addressed, and it is
what,
psychotic need.
Yeah, it, yeah. What race is she?
She is Orion, which is interesting because Orions have, particularly the female Orions have, because again they were a creation of the old original series.
Sure.
They were supposed to be like a bit of a weird one where it was like, oh, the guys, the species have enslaved the women, but in actual fact, it's the other way around.
Mm.
And the Orion women have pheromones, which basically mean that they can influence a lot more the control of males.
Sure.
Now, this is
it one
not...
of the people we see in the Star Trek film?
We do Orion. See... A
and
Orion in the film, and she dies.
Everyone dies.
Yeah. Although, again, with both the Orion in the film and then Tendi here, it's unclear as to why the pheromones aren't having an effect. Either Starfleet has managed to find a way around that, or has provided mm-hmm. inoculations to, you know, prevent them from using that to their advantage, because most Orions would use that to their advantage.
Sure. Well, they're just kind of negating it or something, I don't know.
Or whether it's just a bit of inconsistency
sure.
up in the air.
Not
the Orions,
much.
Though... It's what's interesting about Tendi as well is she doesn't particularly she's opposed to her own culture's practice, mm. which is good because her own culture's practices is basically slavery. So yeah, that's a good thing to be opposed to.
It's true.
But yeah, we'll move on to the next episode. We'll see you there. Well, we'll almost certainly have more things to say about Mariner.
Indeed. Until then.
Yeah.
Bye. Thank you for listening to this episode of CabinCast. For more episodes, go to www.cabincast.podbean.com or use the Podbean app. You can now also find us on iTunes and Pocket Casts under CabinCast and on YouTube. There are those there on my mind. Finally, you can find us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/CabinCast. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time. I'm gonna go get some more.